is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th to the 23rd in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org to learn more or to find advance tickets. I'm Dustin Huffman. Even though this year's corn crop is progressing well across much of Iowa, the farm economy continues to challenge producers. Depressed commodity prices and elevated input costs are forcing farmers to take a hard look at every dollar they spend. One of the biggest questions right now is whether fungicide applications will deliver enough return to justify the investment in a year when every bushel and every dollar counts. We'll hear more with the folks at Nutrien right after this.
Looks like another perfect day to get out there and enjoy the summer.
You hear that? Live music, laughing kids, the roar of the rides, and someone yelling, corn dogs! That's Fair Spirit at the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through 23rd in Des Moines. 11 days of blue ribbon traditions, big summer nights, incredible food, and the kind of memories you talk about all year long. This is your Iowa State Fair. Plan your visit now at iowastatefair.org.
August 13th through the 23rd.
As Iowa corn moves through some of its most critical growth stages, growers are making the fungicide decisions now. While margins remain tight, many producers are weighing the cost of an application against the potential cost of losing yield. Nutrien Financial Territory Manager Shelby Niederhoff says those conversations are happening all over the Midwest.
We're pretty much in the same situation we were last year. Depressed commodity prices and continued elevated input prices. So yet again, our customers and our farmers are in a cash flow pinch and really having to pay attention to what if this crop is costing them to raise. So a lot of discussions right now are being had around fungicide. As we are speaking this morning, there's a plane flying around my house applying it. And a lot of customers are wondering, do I put it on this year? Is it worth it? And across my territory, which I cover Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, we're dealing with a lot of, you know, different planting dates because we had a wet spring. So already yield may be impacted by some of those things. So a lot of conversations are being had around, will the fungicide preserve yield? What's it going to cost me? And really understanding that bottom line break-even point.
For many producers, that decision isn't just about reducing expenses. It's about protecting the crop they've already invested in throughout the season. Niederhoff says last year's disease pressure helped reinforce that point.
Last year was the perfect example. We had the southern rust come in, and those that put fungicide on, they really preserved that yield. We, especially here in Iowa, we saw some huge dings on yield last year. So I think as far as the customers I've talked to, you know, we're in similar economic conditions, but they've penciled it out, they've done the work, and preserving those bushels really pays off with that fungicide.
Of course, disease pressure depends on the weather, and this year's growing season is showing some similarities to last year. Niederhoff says it's keeping crop protection and plant health at the top of many conversations.
I was in southern Illinois in the late part of June, and the corn down there was already almost tasseling, whereas at home, we were still getting, you know, post-application done. So while, yeah, there's a difference in timing, everybody's facing, you know, the same kind of conditions this year. We're worried about disease pressure because similar to this year's kind of setting up, you know, to how last year did. Very wet June, so far very, very hot July. So I would say plant nutrition and, you know, fungicide, nutritionals, those are the conversations happening right now. Definitely top of mind for everyone.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.